From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. There is a change in the U.S. political scene. Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Bernie Sanders trail in the overall race to be their party's nominee for president, but each scored an important primary victory Tuesday in the northern state of Wisconsin. Cruz defeated Donald Trump 48% to 35%.
Tonight is a turning point. It is a rallying cry. It is a call from the hardworking men and women of Wisconsin to the people of America. We have a choice, a real choice.
The Texas senator also turned his attention to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the Democrat frontrunner, boasting that he will win not only the Republican nomination, but also the November general election. Trump gave no public comments Tuesday night, but his campaign did issue a statement harshly attacking Cruz as being propelled by those who seek only to keep Trump from being nominated at the party convention in Cleveland in July. Sanders, a senator from Vermont, beat Clinton with 56% of the vote in the Democratic side of the Wisconsin election. He has now won 6 out of the last 7 states. He told supporters that his campaign has momentum.
All over this country, young people are standing up and they're saying, you know what? We want to help determine the future of this country, which we are going to inherit.
However, Clinton has a large delegate lead, especially when adding in the so-called superdelegates who have pledged to support her but are free to change their mind later. Democratic contests award delegates proportionately, so Sanders needs not to only beat Clinton in future states but do so by large margins. This is VOA. The European Union has made a surprise announcement that there will be essentially no automatic return of migrants from the Greek islands to Turkey. That a capitulation to human rights advocates. Jean-Pierre Chembry, a spokesman for the European Union's asylum agency, told VOA's Luis Ramirez Wednesday that the EU has decided to give every migrant the right to apply for asylum before being sent to Turkey in accordance with a policy first implemented on Monday. Here's Ramirez.
What they're saying is that there will be no automatic returns. There was the accusation from human rights groups that the process was not giving people that chance, that they were simply being put on the boats. They say that's what happened on Monday when more than 200 migrants were returned as part of the first shipment. Now the migrants will have their cases heard individually. Their vulnerabilities will be taken into account. This is directly related to the charge that Turkey has a bad human rights record, and that their fate is uncertain, that some of them their lives might be in danger by being returned to Turkey.
More than 200 migrants who arrived illegally on the Greek island of Lesbos were sent to Turkey Monday in exchange for Syrians who had been sheltering in Turkish camps. Another exchange of about 200 had been scheduled for Friday, but now EU authorities say every migrant will be given 5 days to apply for asylum before deportation. There's a new poll out in Pakistan that says a sweeping majority, or 90% of its citizens, support blocking Afghans from entering the country without a visa in order to help counter terrorism efforts. The field survey of 1,755 men and women in rural and urban areas of all 4 Pakistani provinces was conducted from January 25th through April 1st, according to Gallup Pakistan, a local affiliate of Gallup International. It said that only 9% of Pakistanis oppose the restriction. Pakistan's survey shows that the belief that the porous border is a major factor in terrorist attacks. Authorities in Islamabad maintain that anti-state militants sheltering in border areas of Afghanistan are behind terrorist attacks in Pakistan. The two countries share more than a 2,500-kilometer-long porous border called the Durand Line. Pakistani officials estimate up to 50,000 Afghans move across the border every day through 2 officially sanctioned crossings at Torkum and Chaman. A Panamanian law firm says that the 11.5 million documents leaked from its offices this week about the offshore bank accounts of the world's powerful and rich were stolen by hackers, not divulged.
That's the latest world news from VOA.